What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When the zoo calls your man, he better pick you. It's the War of the Roses on C104.
And don't forget, you can hear all the old War of the Roses and Dirty Works and all that on our podcasting page at Z104.com, or just get the Odyssey app and listen to it for free as we welcome a dude this week for War of the Roses. That dude is Jason. Hello, Jason.
Hey, guys.
So who are we putting to the test today?
Putting Harper to the test.
Okay, and Harper does not live around here, correct?
No, she's up in New York in the Rochester area.
Okay, so is this a long-distance relationship then, or...?
Well, so we're really good friends. We've known each other since college. We went to Syracuse together. That's where we met.
Okay, so I guess she stayed up there, and then you moved down here then?
Yeah, for work. But we kept in touch. You know, we would email every now and then. She refuses to be on any kind of social media for some reason. So we would just occasionally email to check in. And then, I don't know, recently we started texting. And then she came down here to visit for New Year's.
Right. And this is where, according to your email, things kind of picked up a little bit.
Yeah, they picked up a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, she came to visit for New Year's, ended up staying like 5 days. She was only going to stay for the weekend, ended up staying for 5 days, and we hung out and just had an amazing week together.
Right. And now, to be fair, just so everybody knows, hanging out isn't all you did. You said something else happened.
I didn't want to get into it on the radio, but yeah, I mean, she was coming down to stay with me in my bed. I, you know, we sort of figured it was headed that way, but yeah, it definitely did.
Okay. So then she leaves, goes back to New York, and now what?
Well, that's why I'm here. Really, I loved our week together, and I would absolutely be down to try something long distance with her, or maybe even try to, I don't know, move back somewhere closer, but I have no idea how she feels.
I see. So you feel like if we put her to the test with War of the Roses, maybe she pours her heart into some romantic gesture, chooses you... And it's like, we need to be together. Something like that?
I mean, yeah, that would be the ideal, right?
Right. So, now, of course, the opposite could happen as well. She could choose some other dude and kind of leave you out in the wind here.
Absolutely. But she did tell me that her love life up there kind of sucks. So, I'm hoping that this, I don't know, that she decides to send him to me.
Okay.
So, just question. Are we doing the flowers or did you want to do a pentagram, Nick?
Well, that is a good question. I mean, if we do flowers, okay, there's a good chance she just says, like, oh, I'll take the flowers for myself. I mean, because she's a girl.
Yeah.
It's different than when we offer a dude flowers. If we do the pantygram, it's almost like she has to send it to somebody, you know? I mean, Jason, honestly, it's up to you. I feel like if we tell her she won flowers, she's just going to say, oh, send them to me. I need flowers. But if we say she won a pantygram, she's going to send it to somebody else. And you'll get a better idea of what's going on that way.
Yeah, no, that absolutely makes sense.
Okay, so you want to go with the pantygram then?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so let's do that. I think it's going to be more indicative of where her feelings are here. All right, before we call her, we have to ask you, are you okay with us putting all this on the air?
Yes.
Okay, great. Hang on.
Darling at random. Hello?
Hey, can I speak to a Harper, please?
This is Harper.
Hi, Harper. This is Natalie, and I'm calling from the promotions department at Victoria's Secret. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good.
Great. So listen, I'm calling because you were one of our winners in a Valentine's Day promotion we announced a couple weeks ago, and we've tried sending you a couple emails but never heard back. So I'm assuming either we have the wrong email address for you or they landed in, you know, in that spam folder and never land by mistake.
Oh my God. Are you serious? Yeah, I didn't see any emails. Wait, so I won something?
Yeah, it's not a huge thing. It's just like a very cool promotion we're running for Valentine's Day where we choose 1,000 customers from our database to kind of like test it out for us. And it's completely free. And your name was one of the winners. So I just wanted to make sure that you knew about it.
Well, yeah, I had no idea at all. So what did I win?
Okay, so this is really cool. For Valentine's Day this year, we're testing out this new product called the VS Pantygram. It's basically like sending that special person in your life a really sexy Valentine. Basically, we put a real actual pair of lace panties in a box and we attach a note to it. And so you just tell us who you want us to send it to and we print, you know, a little something on the note. Then on Valentine's Day, he gets it, opens the box, sees the note, and bam! Hey, happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I love this idea.
Yeah, we're expecting it to be a huge seller. But the good news is you get to try it out for totally free if you want.
Yeah, hell yeah. I definitely want to do it.
Okay, so the first thing I need to know from you is what color panties you want us to send. We've got red, we've got black, and pink.
Definitely black.
Okay, and who would you like us to send your pantygram to? I just need a first and last name, please.
Okay, first name, Brian. And last name,
okay, gotcha. And what message would you like us to print on the little note that comes with it? It can say anything you want. It just has to be under 180 characters, okay?
I guess just put, from your favorite Valentine, you can open the rest tonight.
Ooh, I like that. Very sexy.
Well, it's my husband. You got to keep the spice in the marriage sometimes, right?
Wait, you're married? Oh, snap! Harper.
Yeah?
You're married?
Yeah, who is this?
Oh, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Okay. What's going on here?
Harper, this isn't actually Victoria's Secret. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104, and right now you're on War of the Roses. That was actually...
Okay. Well,
all right.
Wow.
Okay, apparently she doesn't care who that was.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.